Chapter 3. The Man Who Didn't Believe in Love. There's a very old story about a man who didn't believe in love. This was an ordinary man, just like you and me, but what made this man special was his way of thinking. He thought, love doesn't exist. Of course, he had a lot of experience trying to find love, and he had observed the people around him. This man was highly intelligent and very convincing. He said that love is not real, and that's why no human being could ever find love, even though he might look for it. Love, he said, is just like a drug. It makes you very high, but it creates a strong need. You can become addicted to love. But what happens when you don't receive your daily doses of love? Just like a drug, you need your everyday doses. He used to say that most relationships between lovers are just like a relationship between a drug addict and the one who provides the drugs. The one who has the biggest need is like the drug addict. The one who has a little need is like the provider. And this is the one who controls the whole relationship. You can see this dynamic so clearly because usually in every relationship, there is one who loves the most and the other who doesn't love, who only takes advantage of the one who gives his or her heart. The drug addict, the one who has the biggest need, lives in constant fear that perhaps he will not be able to get the next dosage of love. The drug addict thinks, "What am I going to do if she leaves me?" That fear makes the addict very possessive. That's mine. The addict becomes jealous and demanding because of the fear of not getting the next dosage. He completely surrenders and will do whatever he can to avoid being abandoned. The provider can control and manipulate the one who needs the drug by giving more doses, fewer doses, or no doses at all. The man went on explaining why love doesn't exist. What humans call love is nothing but a fear relationship based on control. Where is the respect? Where is the love they claim to have? Young couples make a lot of promises to each other, to live together forever, to love and respect each other, to be there for each other, through the good times and the bad. They promise to love and honor each other and make promises and more promises. What is amazing is that they really believe these promises. But after the marriage, 1 week later, a month later, a few months later, you can see that none of these promises are kept. What you find is a war of control to see who will manipulate whom. Who will be the provider and who will have the addiction? You find that a few months later, the respect they had for each other is gone. You can see the resentment, the emotional poison, how they hurt each other, little by little, until they don't know when the love stopped. They stay together because they're afraid to be alone, afraid of the opinions and judgments of others, and also afraid of their own judgments and opinions. But where is the love? The man used to claim that he saw old couples who were so proud to have lived together 30, 40, or 50 years or more. But when they talked about their relationship, they said, "We survived the matrimony." That means one of them surrendered to the other at a certain time. He or she gave up and decided to endure the suffering. The one with the strongest will and less need won the war. But where is that flame they call love? The man went on and on about all the reasons why he believed love doesn't exist. His arguments were quite logical, and he convinced many people. Then one day he was walking in a park, and there on a bench sat a beautiful lady who was crying. Feeling curious, he decided to ask why she was crying. You can imagine his surprise when she told him she was crying because love doesn't exist. Of course, he wanted to know more about her. "Why do you say that love doesn't exist?" he asked. "Well, it's a long story," she replied. "I married when I was very young, full of hope that I would share my life with this man. We swore to each other our loyalty, respect, and honor, and we created a family. But soon everything changed. I was the devoted wife who took care of the children and the home. My husband continued to develop his career, and his success outside of home was more important to him than our family. He lost respect for me, and I lost respect for him. We hurt each other, and at a certain point I discovered that I didn't love him, and he didn't love me either. But the children needed a father, and that was my excuse to stay and do whatever I could to support him. Now the children are grown, and I no longer have any excuse to stay with him. There's no respect, there's no kindness. I know that even if I find someone else, it's going to be the same, because love doesn't exist. That's why I'm crying." Understanding her very well, he embraced her and said, "You were right. love doesn't exist. We look for love, we open our heart, and become vulnerable just to find selfishness. It doesn't matter how many relationships we have, the same thing happens again and again. Why search for love any longer? They were so much alike, and they became best friends. It was a wonderful relationship. They respected each other, and with every step they took together, they were happy. There was no envy or jealousy. There was no control. There was no possessiveness. They loved to be together because they always had a lot of fun. When they were not together, they missed each other. One day, when the man was out of town, he had the weirdest idea. He was thinking, maybe what I feel for her is love. But this is so different from what I have ever felt before. I don't feel responsible for her. I don't have the need for her to take care of me. I don't need to blame her for my difficulties. We have the best time together. I respect the way she thinks and feels. She doesn't embarrass me. I don't feel jealous when she's with other people. I don't feel envy when she is successful. Perhaps love does exist, but it's not what everyone thinks love is. He could hardly wait to go back home and let her know about his idea. As soon as he told her, she said, "I know exactly what you're talking about. I had the same idea long ago, but I didn't want to share it with you because I know you don't believe in love. Perhaps love does exist, but it isn't what we thought it was." They decided to become lovers and live together, and it was amazing that things didn't change. They still respected each other, and the love grew more and more. Even the simplest things made their hearts sing with love because they were so happy. Then one night, a great miracle happened. The man was looking at the stars, and he found the most beautiful one, and his heart was so full of love that the star came down from the sky, and soon it was in his hands. Then a second miracle happened, and his soul merged with that star. He was intensely happy, and he could hardly wait to go to the woman and put the star in her hands to prove his love to her. But as soon as he put the star in her hands, she felt a moment of doubt. This love was overwhelming, and in that moment, the star fell from her hands and broke into a million pieces. Now there is an old man walking around the world, swearing that love doesn't exist. And there is a beautiful old woman at home, waiting for a man, shedding a tear for a paradise that she once had in her hands, but for one moment of doubt, she let it go. This is the story about the man who didn't believe in love. Who made the mistake? The mistake was on the man's part in thinking he could give the woman his happiness. The star was his happiness, and his mistake was to put his happiness in her hands. Happiness never comes from outside of us. He was happy because of the love coming out of him. She was happy because of the love coming out of her. But as soon as he made her responsible for his happiness, she broke the star because she could not be responsible for his happiness. No matter how much the woman loved him, she could never make him happy because she could never know what he had in his mind. She could never know what his expectations were. She could not know his dreams. If you take your happiness and put it in someone's hands, sooner or later that person is going to break it. If you give your happiness to someone else, he or she can always take it away. Then, if happiness can only come from inside of you and is the result of your love, you are responsible for your happiness. We can never make anyone responsible for our own happiness. But when we go to the church to get married, the first thing we do is exchange rings. We put our star in each other's hands, expecting that she is going to make you happy and you are going to make her happy. It doesn't matter how much you love someone. You are never going to be what that person wants you to be. That is the mistake most of us make right from the beginning. We base our happiness on our partner, and it doesn't work that way. We make promises that we cannot keep, and we set ourselves up to fail.